So your final speaker today is Vicky Beeching, who is one of our experts and was booked for something recently, which was very exciting, but I've now forgotten what it was. Anyway, she is an academic research fellow, writer and broadcaster.
It was really exciting, I promise. It was about Paris Brown. Do you know about Paris Brown and her tweeting faux pas? So my research looks at religion and technology and ethics and everything in between, which some years ago was a bit of a non-starter, and now because everybody's online, suddenly there's lots of interesting stories for me to comment on and to unpick teenagers' Twitter faux pas. My journey into wanting women to reach their full potential started at a very young age. I don't know what you were doing when you were four, but I was watching cartoons and TV shows about superheroes and spies and secret agents, and this was my basically my bread and butter. Like, I would come home from school, I would go into the garden, and I would be fighting battles against alien invasions, I'd be killing baddies. That was basically the way that I enjoyed playing. And one day, the famous question was asked at school: what do you want to be when you grow up? Such a classic moment for many of us. And the teacher said, what do you want to be? And I thought, okay, six girls to my left have already said they want to be princesses. They've described in great detail the colour of their dresses and the name of the prince they want to marry. I'm thinking, you know, I'm four, my kind of internal editor hasn't kicked in yet. Do I choose princess or do I go with the truth? I went with the truth. So I piped up and I said, well, actually, I'd really like to be a secret agent, and I'd like to gun down baddies and end alien invasions and basically kick butt. And my teacher, she looked like a prehistoric fossil, you know, God bless her, but she was from a different era. She looked so disturbed, and she said, well, Victoria, little girls don't really do those sort of things. Little girls are graceful, and they like dancing and being beautiful. And suddenly she looked like she'd had this massive revelation, and she said, actually, I know the perfect job for you when you grow up. She said, next time you watch those superheroes and those secret agents, look at who's standing next to them, and what you'll see is a beautiful assistant. She said, you would make a great beautiful assistant. They're graceful and they're pretty and they wear nice dresses. She said, you need to go away and think about that. So I walked out, you know, eating my bag of crisps in the playground, and I started to cry. And to me, the world had just fallen on my shoulders. You know, first time in my young life that gender had suddenly become a barrier to my dreams. And I'll never forget this other little girl in our class who's very shy. She sidled up to me and she said, whispered in my ear, don't worry, you can be a secret agent if you want to. And that went so deep on that day. And when I heard about the launch of the Women's Room, it reminded me of that story. And I thought, power to you for doing this, because through this website, it's like you've come alongside many women and you're whispering in their ear, you can be a secret agent if you want to be. You can be whatever you want to be. You know, what's in you needs to come out. And it's just so true, isn't it? Well, those unfortunate words about not being able to be a secret agent did haunt me through my adult life. The academic world where I work, as many of you know, is rife with glass ceilings, so much so that I have a permanently bruised head. The other world I work in is the world of religion, and as you know, you probably noticed, and what's kept me very busy lately is women bishops and gay marriage. So as you can tell, it's not really going so well there. If you're a woman, you know, you can't be a bishop, and not only is it because you can't be a bishop because you're a woman, there's theological reasons that are very legitimate, and you know, you can't possibly diss them because they're, you know, built on an interpretation of the Bible, which drives me crazy. So I've come up against a lot of those barriers, and I think this is an example of taking people by the hand and walking them into an opportunity. People now know where to come to find great women, and there's no excuse. Two of the things I think really quickly that hold women back with the other experts that I know, reasons why they won't put themselves forward, they're competition and a lack of self-confidence. Competition's a really easy one to sort of see but not to fix. I know a lot of women who feel like they are the token female. Has anyone ever felt like a token female? Most of the panels, the paper reviews, the anything I'm on, I'm nearly always the only female. And if there's three or four people, it's typically three men and me. So it's very easy as a woman to feel like you have got your spot. Maybe you're, you know, a female brain surgeon expert, or, you know, a female expert taxidermist. Whatever you are, there's probably not very many of you. And if you get into the media, you might fear that you've got to guard your spot. And that's probably the main thing I just wanted to say today. I think that competitive spirit can often be the worst thing. We women can be the worst at actually releasing other people. Because if you feel like you're the expert in your field as the woman in the media, it can be difficult for you to give that other name to somebody else when they ring up, when somebody says, oh, you can't do it, who else could? it's difficult sometimes to give the name of another woman. I think many of us would have to be guilty of saying, actually, I'm going to give a man's name, because next time they want a woman to talk about religion or technology, maybe it won't be me. So competitiveness is a real cancer, I think, in this whole environment. And my hope is that starting here, starting with this, we can actually push each other forwards. Yeah, the second thing is self-confidence. A lot of women tend not to like the name expert. Has anybody ever felt like a bit of an imposter? Feel like you're a bit out of your depth? Well, that's the case. You know, many of the people here who've already spoken will phone a woman up and say, can you speak expertly on this economic issue or this political issue? And people will backtrack. It's basically known in culture that men tend to round up their achievements and women tend to round them down. No disrespect, sir. But we need to come alongside each other, like that little girl in the playground, and help each other believe in ourselves. The feature that the women's room particularly bases that on is the refer a friend. Probably very familiar with it, but you can go on and you can actually refer somebody else. So if you've registered, don't stop there. Think about the other women who are too shy and retiring in your life to call themselves an expert and sign them up. I think that's just such a great extra touch. So my hope is that the women's room and the ethos here will kind of start a domino effect, that we will begin to set other people free to believe in themselves and to come into this new level of being a voice. I'm going to just finish by reading you one of my favourite quotes, just because I think it's absolutely amazing. And it reminds me of the girl in the playground, it reminds me of the women's room, and I think it's really a message to women everywhere to step up and believe in themselves. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and famous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us. And it's not just in some of us, it's in all of us. And when we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Let's liberate others. Thanks.
I hope all the people who work in media today are going to be calling up Vicky immediately, because I thought she was fantastic and I want to hear her more.